first tire that came out, it was a tire with them little blocks, and you had to use, in this part of the country, you had to use chains. Had to put chains on that so you could do any work in the field. And that one, they made them big Vita spade grip, they called them. They put on a tire. Well, then you could go, you know, you could
go just about anywhere.
Go anywhere in the field. You could do anything with it. And in those days, when I first started working, when I worked on this plantation, yeah, I used to work in the summer. And in the winter, I used to make grind. I used to go in the sugar mill. And, I never stayed in the field, and so I never stayed there to haul cane or anything.
Yeah.
They didn't use tractors to haul cane when the first tractors first came out. They used to haul cane with mules.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see those big animals that they would look like big cattle that they would use, the big, and they put wooden things around the neck?
Well, I've seen oxes pulled like that.
You did?
With a yoke, yeah.
Two of them would be a...
I seen that. I didn't see that in the plowing. No. I seen that here in the swamp here pulling logs.
How'd they get the logs out? They just tied a rope to them and drew.
They had a chain. They had a chain that used to come to that yoke, and they used to put six oxen there. And I don't care how big a log it was, them guys used to drag it.
And
they had a wagon. Yeah, two oxes. They had two oxes that used to stack them logs. And then they had a wagon used to come there, and they used to put two timbers, and they put a rolling hitch on a with a chain on a log, and they put them two ox there, and that them two ox that rolled that log on top of the wagon, and them two oxes was used to do the stacking, you know, them six used to haul the logs out. They used to load that wagon with two or three logs, whatever they could put on, and them ox used to haul it out. Three foot in diameter, 3.5, 4 feet in diameter.
Those
10 foot long, 16 foot long, 24 foot long, we used to call it, they cut the log.
In other words, they took those six oxen and they put a chain to the log, and those oxen just drove.
No, they put it on a wagon for them six. They just had two oxen that used to do the stacking.
That stacked
the log. They didn't drag them forward. You know, they just brought them to a place where they could go with the wagon. They used to make roads all over the, you know, they used to go with them wagon everywhere with them oxen.
Mm-hmm.
It was, in other words, it was just unbelievable the way they used to handle them oxen, you know, just with a whip. No, nothing on the ox except that yoke and the whip, that's all.
They were big animals, too.
Big animals, yeah, big animals. And the biggest two was the one that you stacked the logs up. That was the two biggest ones they had.
That's the crop duster, isn't it?
Man, that man used to call on them ox, you know, them things fall on the ground or whatever. All he had was a whip, that's all. Make them go right or left or anywhere you want to go. Just tell them, let them go right. And the other man that had six on there, the same thing. Them two leaders used to bring the others anywhere he wanted to go. Call that leader to go anywhere, and he bring all the others to go right straight where they go.
Yeah.
Pass between them trees and everything in the swamp.
Now, did you have some kind of real flat line, low-lying land by the stream? That would be called, you know, the land that you had to plow late in the spring would be...
Yeah, well, in those days, yeah, of course, today you don't have that no more. Because, like I tell you, we got, in this neighborhood, we got good drainage. You know, the water, the minute it rains, water gets away.